Construction on the Federal National and Bio-Agro-Defense Facility is behind schedule and over its initial cost by nearly $800 million. Known as NBAF, the facility in Manhattan, Kansas, will be the main research center for some nasty animal diseases. For Harvest Public Media, Laura Ziegler reports on the progress and possible roadblocks moving forward.
Against the buzz of backhoes and bulldozers, a fortress of concrete and steel buildings is gradually taking shape on the Kansas State University campus. Once complete, the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility, or NBAF, will be a top-level biocontainment laboratory. It's designed to study exotic animal diseases that are lethal to humans and wildly contagious among livestock. These germs are microscopic and often airborne. They're transmitted through contact with an infected person or as easily as a contaminated Kleenex released into a feedlot. NBAF was born out of a post-9/11 presidential directive designed to protect the U.S. food supply from an agro-terror attack. Dim Barr came on as Homeland Security Project Manager a couple years after Kansas was awarded the project in 2009. A native of McPherson, Kansas, and a K-State graduate, he can barely contain his excitement.
Interesting project, complex project. Internationally significant project. Yeah, it's all fun.
Barr and contractors for the McCarthy-Mortensen joint venture have been working out of a bunch of trailers on the site's parking lot since government officials broke ground in 2013. He says watching the first shovel of ceremonial dirt get pitched was an emotional moment.
I mean, to have cabinet-level officials with the governor, Senator Moran, Senator Roberts, that's a nice recognition of all the hard work that everybody had done up to that time.
Barr still keeps a few of the ribbon-clad spades in a corner of his office. But it's been a bumpy road to this point. It didn't take long after Kansas won the project for the decision to be declared political. Then a 2010 congressionally mandated review of the lab's potential risk stunned local and scientific communities. Dr. Ronald Atlas chaired a committee evaluating risk at NBAF and spoke to reporters when the review came out.
The probability of an infection resulting from a laboratory release of foot and mouth disease from the NBAF in Manhattan, Kansas, approaches 70% over 50 years of operation, with a projected economic impact of $9 to $50 billion.
In response, Homeland Security fortified concrete walls and steel barriers. That and other extra measures drove up the price by millions, but were enough to reduce the risk of a disease release to less than 1%. The final report was controversial, but NBAF was a go. To ensure the project got finished, Kansas contributed more than $300 million. All of the $1.25 billion needed to complete the project is appropriated, but experts worry about the cost of maintaining these labs. It's astronomical. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is currently asking Congress for $400 million to replace a 14-year-old facility that studies Ebola and emerging flu strains. That facility was supposed to last 50 years. Dr. Marty Vanier, who's on contract with DHS, is part of a targeted effort to work with community groups and the press. She's confident NBAF will be on time and on budget.
We've got a team, not only the design team, but also folks that are part of the NBAF program office and project who have been thinking about those kinds of details and working on those details for years.
As it turns out, future funding won't even be Homeland Security's problem. President Trump has shifted operational authority for NBAF from Homeland Security to the Department of Agriculture once construction and certification are complete by 2022. Former Kansas Governor John Carlin, a Democrat who helped Kansas win the lab, is concerned the USDA has other priorities.
Crop insurance, food stamps always get the focus, and whether the operating money for NBAF would be a high enough priority that would always be funded, that remains to be seen.
Meanwhile, the Homeland Security budget eliminates long-term operational funding for NBAF and transfers it to USDA. Also, it boosts funding for border security and immigration enforcement. This raises the question as to whether agro-terrorism is on the government's radar at all. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Laura Ziegler.